Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The words election integrity have been in the news a lot since November 2020. With the mainstream media and the Democrats assuring us that the general election in 2020 was the most safe and secure ever, while too many Republicans are silent. Still, there are too many unanswered questions, and those questions mostly remain in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and yes, Pennsylvania. Questions such as, why did the counting stop on election night and not resume until the next morning? Why were absentee ballots without postmarks or signatures accepted? Why were absentee ballots accepted 2 or 3 days after polls closed on election night? And why were poll watchers not allowed to be close enough to adequately view the counting of the vote? Those are just a few questions. There are many more. My guest today is Janet Porter, president of Faith to Action, Faith to Direct Action, which is based over near Cleveland. Thanks, Janet, for being with us.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Yeah, you changed your name. Was Faith to Action? Now it's Faith to Direct Action. That threw me.
But we've got two divisions of the same thing.
Okay.
One is an educational arm. That's Faith to Action. And the other one that does the direct action, the lobbying, the direct influence of those who are elected. And that's what we're doing, our project to decertify fraud through Faith to Direct Action.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. Now, you know, it's been almost 2 years since the November 2020 election, and the guy who campaigned from his basement was declared the resounding victor in the presidential race. And questions were immediately raised. I know here in Pennsylvania there were a lot of questions raised, and went to the courts. One of the main questions was our no-excuse mail-in ballots, which was a new law that had been put in place in 2019 with a majority of Republicans voting for it. As I look back on it, it's almost as if they were preparing for this. Even the Republicans, I don't know that that's the case, but just looking back on it, it makes you wonder, because our Constitution is very clear. Article 7, Section 14A says you can get absentee ballots for these specific excuses. Nothing about no-excuse mail-in ballots. Yet it was allowed to become law. Governor Wolf, Democrat, gladly signed it into law. And we were stuck with that through the so-called COVID pandemic in 2020. And that opened all sorts of doors for fraud. And that was Pennsylvania. No, there are other issues in other states also. I mean, we even have testimony from a truck driver in Lancaster County who talked about his truckload of ballots was stolen. There was never an investigation. We have an Erie postal worker talking about how the post office up there in Erie, one of them, there are several, but one of them was doing questionable things to Republican absentee ballots or no-excuse mail-in ballots. So all sorts of things. So how is it that this election was certified? I mean, that's the underlying question. How?
Well, you know, let's do this, Diane. Get to the bottom of it. You know, when you've got, you know, a whole truck full of ballots being stolen, as you just talked about, as you've got, you know, the mail-in invitation to voter fraud with all these mail-in ballots, all the geo-tracking that we know took place, as many people saw the documentary 2000 Mules, but in the back of people's minds, they're thinking, well, you know what, it was 2 years ago. That was the 2020 elections, and that just seems like it can't be undone. But let me ask you something. If somebody stole your car 2 years ago, you say you have a brand new car. What color is your car?
Gray.
All right, you've got a gray car, a brand new car. What kind of car is it?
Chevy.
Okay, you've got a gray Chevy, and this thing is brand new. And 2 years ago, it was stolen. And you've been making car payments on this car. But say that the detective, the police officer comes up to you and say, hey, Diane, I've got some great news. We found your gray Chevy. We found the car. We've got witnesses who saw it being stolen. We've got it on surveillance video. We have geo-tracking. You'd be pretty happy right now. You're going to get your car back. But what if they said to you, you know what? They've just had your car so long. We're just going to let them keep it.
Oh, wow.
You know, if we wouldn't do this with a car, why would we do it with our country? You know, there's no statute of limitations on crime, and that's what we're dealing with. And as Dinesh D'Souza said in his film, he said, without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
Excellent.
But there's some good news breaking through. Not only are we finding all kinds of evidence, it's stacking up so high that all we need to do is really investigate it. But we have the Wisconsin Speaker of the House say, hey, you know what? There is widespread voter fraud. And if it's proven, they need to have a do-over, an election do-over. for the last presidential race. And so what we're doing is we're going to be communicating to the five swing states, Pennsylvania being one of them, to say, listen, we need you guys to investigate this. But here's something else. A lot of people don't know that at this moment, there is a scheduled destruction of the 2020 presidential ballot. On September the 4th, wow, they are scheduled to put those ballots, in other words, the evidence from the 2020 elections, through the shredder. That it's going to be destroyed forever unless we stand up and we fight it. And so we're asking people to send postcards. You can send it to just one state, two states, or send it to all five. And that's what I did. You click a button, and I sent postcards to the Republican House members. They're the ones with the authority, mm-hmm, and the responsibility to not only secure these ballots, but to investigate and to decertify any fraudulent votes. And so we're looking right now at, we're clicking the button. You can send it to Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan. The House members there, the Republican House members, and we added the nine justices of the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow.
We're doing it for less than the price of postage. That's 374 postcards you can send in less than a minute. They're through the Postal Service. It's not an email. This is not a petition. This is a tangible postcard printed, personalized to them from,
wow,
you with your city and state, so everybody knows you're a real person without being put on their mailing list. We're not giving them your physical address,
mm-hmm,
just your city and state, so they know you're a real person. But I can't communicate more strongly for people to come now to decertifyfraud.com, decertifyfraud.com. Click the button and start sending these postcards out before they destroy the evidence and forever our chances of getting back our election. Because let me tell you something, if we don't get back election integrity, we don't have a country. But I want to give people encouragement because, you know, for over a decade now, I've been telling people about the heartbeat bill. You've heard me say it, I'm sure,
mm-hmm,
but we're going to get abortion. I've told them we're going to end abortion.
Yep.
And I've said it, and it happened. Roe versus Wade
is gone.
Crumbled to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
June 24th, best day of my life.
Yep.
And we're now seeing up to half the country outlawing nearly every abortion that's taking place. I got a text from a member, a former congressman, who met with members of Congress, and there is movement to get a federal heartbeat bill that would protect every child whose heartbeat can be heard across the country. It's phenomenal. We're in an incredible time. And I want to tell you this. Once you've seen Goliath fall,
mm-hmm,
there's nobody that can tell you it can't be done. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. In the year 2000, I remember getting on my knees and praying an impossible prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous. They had declared the election. You remember it?
Oh, yeah.
In 2000,
oh, yeah,
they said that the state of Florida and the nation went to Al Gore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They declared it.
Yeah.
It was printed.
Yep.
It was done. The cover of magazines. And I remember with many Americans across the country, I got on my face,
mm-hmm,
and I asked for God to change the outcome of the election. And you know what?
He did it.
And I'm telling you what, if he did it once, he can do it again.
Yeah.
Because if there's voter fraud, then we need to make sure we secure those ballots, we investigate it, and we decertify every single fraudulent vote in all the states, especially these five that we're sending these postcards to. Because when they flip, when they realize,
mm-hmm,
that the fraud was enough to change the outcome of the election, then we get that do-over that's been proclaimed by the Speaker of the Wisconsin House.
Absolutely. Now, in the case of Pennsylvania, we do have a majority of Republicans in both the House and Senate, but we have a Democrat governor. Does this involve the governor in any way? If we were to
it's just the House members.
Oh, just
they're
the
ones constitutionally who are responsible for overseeing the ballots. That's what the experts have informed me. But I'll tell you, we just started this campaign. There's not a lot of time to get moving on
right.
it, though. But we have 35,241 postcards that have been sent already,
oh
or
my goodness.
Have been ordered to be sent.
Right.
So we're 35,000. But we need to make sure that we get, I want to get to a million at least,
mm-hmm,
so that we communicate the message that this is not just Mike Lindell. It's not just truth social from President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
This is America.
Yeah.
We want voter integrity. And let me say, if you don't believe that there was fraud that took place, then you should still send these postcards because We all deserve an investigation.
Absolutely.
Everybody needs to know the truth, and whatever the truth is, the truth is.
Right.
But we've got to get to the bottom of it, and first we've got to save those ballots from being destroyed.
You know, so many questions about that election, and so, you know, another situation, like a crime, would not that evidence be retained? Wouldn't it be kept until the investigation is completed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No question.
So there are
This is what the postcard says. This particular one's filled out to the Honorable Robin Voss. He's the Speaker of the Wisconsin State House. And it says, voter integrity is the foundation of our republic. You can read this all at decertifyfraud.com. And it says, as long as questions remain about the 2020 election, the ballots must not be destroyed. We urge you to fulfill your legal, moral, and constitutional duty to sequester the ballots, investigate, and decertify the fraudulent votes cast in your state without delay. Do not become complicit in the felony of voter fraud. And you know, just because we know that the word of God will not return void, I put a verse on there to maybe encourage some of these people. And I put in James 4:17 that says, anyone then who knows the right thing to do, yet fails to do it, is guilty of sin. And so if we know the right thing to do, well, number one, the right thing to do in any case is to keep the evidence, is to investigate.
Exactly.
And if there is fraud, you need to decertify it. That is your constitutional, your legal, and your moral duty.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's been one of the underlying issues with me, many underlying issues when it comes to November 2020. But the adamant statements from the Democrats that this was fully safe and fully trustworthy, and they refuse to look at any of the evidence, which is overwhelming evidence out there. And again, as you said, the question is, well, if there's not a problem, let's just make sure that there's not a problem. You know, according to the Democrats, it's not a problem.
Look, I got to tell you. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. If you think that the current resident now, that couldn't get 12 people and sitting in big circles in a Walmart parking lot, it got more votes than any other president in U.S. history, then you're just I don't know. You must be running with CNN and MSDNC running around the clock. They're programming. You have been programmed. But listen, we've got evidence coming out of our ears. If you've seen, and I encourage people to watch the movie, The 2,000 Mules,
absolutely,
it'll get you fired up. But there's one thing that's needed, and that is an action step. And that's why we're telling people the action step is not only easy, it's effective. We're not trying to build a mailing list. What we're trying to do is send something tangible. I mean, what happens when these people start getting hundreds and thousands of cards sent to them? I'll tell you what happens. It gives courage to the cowardly. It gives support to our friends who feel like maybe they're standing alone. It gives pressure to those who are obstructing this. And this is the message that we need to, again, decertify the fraud. Sequester those ballots that are set to be destroyed. Investigate and decertify the fraudulent votes cast. Because, again, if we don't have free and fair elections, we're not a democracy.
We're
lawless. The criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
So everything is scheduled to be destroyed on September 4th. Every ballot, everything, the whole shebang.
Federal law is said that's what's happening, but that's why we need to act now.
Yep.
And that's why people need to go to decertifyfraud.com, decertifyfraud.com. I would encourage you to make sure that you get Pennsylvania in that mix. Click option 3. That gives you all 5 states. And the 9 justices of the Supreme Court, which I believe are going to eventually be reviewing this. And by the way, this project, I have a partner in this project that's helped me out enormously, and that is the America Project. That's General Flynn, his brother Joe Flynn. We've been working together. I got a text from him today. We're working to get these postcards in. We're also seeking for the Patriots to rise up in this hour to go to decertify fraud in less than a minute. You know how everybody's wringing their hands? What can you do? And, it's too late. And America's gone.
Right. And I'm never going to vote again because I can't be sure my vote counts. Yeah, I've heard that many times.
The enemy would like nothing more.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. We not only need to vote in the midterm, because right now we've got to show up with a landslide of votes so that they can't cheat. Right. But we've got to get our elections back. And that begins with when they were stolen in 2020.
Absolutely.
And that's where again, you can click a button in less than a minute. You couldn't do this for this price. It's $100 to send to 5 states, 374 postcards. That doesn't even cover the price of postage, I don't think.
No.
And if you can do it on your own, do it on your own. I say do it. But we actually didn't even put in all the costs in this project because we wanted people to do it and do it quickly.
Yeah.
And in less than a minute, you will have reached the decision makers, the ones with the authority, the legal responsibility to act in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan, as well as those 9 justices of the Supreme Court. And, you know, I'll tell you something else, Diane. When we launched the campaign a little while back to stop H.R. 5, that was the so-called Equality Act.
Mm-hmm.
You remember it.
Oh,
they were
going
to try and bring with it the criminalization of Christianity. And
right.
there were a lot of people said that oh, it's absolutely going to pass. It's H.R. 5. It's a low-number bill. And it did pass the House. And so we had to do something to stop it in the Senate. And so we sent postcards to them.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
we ended up at the end of the day with 1.9 million orange postcards.
Oh,
and
wow.
so when we work together, we can make a difference. We literally ran out of orange cardstock in the United States. We had to print orange ink on there. So if we join together, if we actually unify and spread this message, get it out to everybody before they block you, get the message out to decertifyfraud.com. And we can actually deliver in the hands of those who have the authority and the responsibility to act before it's too late,
right,
before the evidence,
yeah.
the ballots are destroyed, and before we lose our elections forever.
Forever, absolutely. Yeah, and I know, especially in Pennsylvania, but assuming the other states also, the other 4 states, our legislators definitely need a push. They have the leadership anyway, has accepted the
that's
results.
That's right, and that's what this does.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just tell you, in that last campaign, that means that every legislator, every senator
mm-hmm.
Had at least 5 feet of postcards stacked up on their desk.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? imagine if that happens. I mean, all the cowardly people that are, oh,
uh-huh.
there's nothing we can do
okay.
and too much time has gone by. No. America says we need to investigate this.
Right.
That this is something they have the authority, the constitutional responsibility to do, and they need to know that we want them to act.
Exactly.
And that's the way to do it. They've blocked a lot of means for us. They've blocked a lot of, in Congress, they've been blocked by, we were blocked by faxes, we were blocked by emails, but right now you can still get through the U.S. Postal Service. And that's why if you send it's going to take a little while to print these up and send them. So we need to act now so
right.
we get to them.
You said the faxes, they've blocked faxes, or some of them have blocked faxes. You can't get faxes.
Yeah,
through?
when we were sending it, when we were working on the federal heartbeat
uh-huh.
bill, they blocked us. We had about 500,000 faxes and they said, you can't do it anymore. You're breaking their fax machines. They made us stop. I mean, we were at 900,000 emails, and they made us
faxes.
Stop. They
wow.
said, we can't do any more business. And so we started sending things through the mail. And
right.
that was really where we are right now. It's the one course of action that
mm-hmm.
is easy for us, but
mm-hmm.
it's tangible for them.
Right.
They're going to see your name. They're going to see you're from Pennsylvania. And they're going to see that we want our voter integrity. We want the investigation to go forward and for every fraudulent vote to be decertified. And you know what? There is no statute of limitations on crime, on voter fraud, which is crime, by the
exactly.
way. And that's something that we need to make sure they're not going to be complicit in the felony of voter
mm-hmm,
fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, I can't urge people enough. Send this out to your friends. Again, it takes you a minute to stand for our country. And there's a video on there that I played a clip from President Reagan about how he said, if we don't fight now for our integrity, for our country, then we may find ourselves one day telling our children and grandchildren what it was like to live in America when men were free.
Yeah.
And,
I love
and
that
so
quote. Right.
It's in there. You want to be inspired. I watch it and cry because we're on the brink of seeing America being destroyed, but there is something you can do. And this is an easy way, a tangible way, and one that I believe is going to have a great impact for all of those who are not, they need to know they're not alone. If you
exactly.
are in the legislature in Pennsylvania, guess what? The people of America, the people of your state want you to act, to investigate, keep those ballots sequestered, make sure that we keep the evidence, investigate it, and decertify it before another election comes around. This is what needs to happen, and this is the way I believe to do it. It's decertifyfraud.com. It's never been easier. I did it. If you don't have the $100 to send to all 5 states in the Supreme Court, you can just click a button and send it to one state for
mm-hmm.
$25
mm-hmm.
or 2 states, whatever you'd like.
Right.
But this is the way that we're going to get our country back. It's a way to put your faith to action, Diane,
absolutely.
And that's what it's all about.
If we don't fight for a country, no one else is going to. If we
That's
don't
right.
take
it's
those steps that are necessary, no one else is going to fight for this country. I mean, China's just salivating for the fall of America. And
That's right.
We have to make sure that doesn't happen. We have to make sure that the Chinese government doesn't see the fall of America. Yeah, we're on the brink right now, as you're saying, and we need to get
started. But there is something we can do. Yep. The counter is going. They're going to destroy those ballots unless we act, and act now at decertifyfraud.com.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. And I'll make sure I get an alert out with that. With the link.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Hey, you take care.
God bless you, my friend.
You always come up with so many good ideas. I really appreciate the way your brain works. That's really great. Really great.
We're geared toward action and results. And so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey. Thanks for being a part of it, Diane. Thanks for being in the battle all this while. I just know that if we can end abortion, we can take our country back.
Absolutely.
And that's what's about to happen.
Absolutely.
With your help.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot, Janet. I really appreciate it. Take care then.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.